Have you ever been in love? Are you in love now? Why'd you look at your husband so quickly? Love changes people. As the Weber song says, Dr. Bill, love changes everything. How you act, how you react. When you're in love, you can never go back. Ever. And people know it. People know it. Look at the first reading. We hear Peter and the disciples who were once what? Hiding in the upper room, afraid of the Sanhedrin, in front of the Sanhedrin, proud to be there, excited when they left, excited to be persecuted. Why? What changed? They were in love. They were in love. That's why the question that Jesus asked Peter in the gospel makes a lot of sense. What were they around at that gospel reading? Do you remember? A charcoal fire. Twice, two times only in the Bible is a charcoal fire mentioned. First is when? Didn't work out too well for Peter the first time. He denied Christ three times. He asks Peter three times at the charcoal fire. This is Peter's redemption. Do you love me? It is the same question he was asked in the first charcoal fire. This time, Peter knows two things. One, he does love him. Two, that he has to prove it. The first fire teaches us you can love with words. The second fire, Jesus teaches us you must love through actions. Love is an action verb. You got to live it. And you got to let people know it. And that's the difference. And see, the interesting part here is not just what Jesus asked, but how Peter responds. That's critical. He could have said, yes, you know it. But he finished it with, you know it, the no. And what does Jesus say? How do you love me? He doesn't say, you know, Peter, I want you to do this, this, and this to get yourself prepared. He said, I want you to love others. Tend my sheep, feed my sheep. Wasn't about what Peter himself had to do to make himself better to prove that he loved Christ. It was about what Peter had to do for others to prove so that Jesus would know that he loved him. That's the same question that we are asked as disciples of Christ Jesus, as Catholics. Because what Jesus is telling Peter is, I want you to love me by being united with me and then living me to the world. Do you know what that is? It's the Eucharist. It's the Eucharist, folks. Right here. He's telling Peter to tend my sheep, bring them to me, and unite with me. To be Eucharistic and feed them with the Eucharist. There it is. It's the Eucharist. It's Catholic. That's the answer to the question, if we love him. And if we live it, then he'll know it. And Francis taught us three places when we shepherd sheep, when we tend sheep, where we have to be. The first one, Francis said, was to lead from the front. To love from the front. If you love somebody, you're going to lead them to the good. Lead them to love. We are called with our spouses, our children, our grandchildren. And here's the crazy part. Our neighbors, our co-workers, to let them know that we're in love with Jesus so loud that they know it. and they follow us to him. Francis said, meet from the middle, where the people are in their struggles, they're hurting. All the troubles of life, to lock arms, to lock hearts, to lock souls, and walk with them, tending them towards Jesus. Then he will know it, leading them here, being the Eucharist to lead him to the Eucharist. Francis said to lead from the behind, the back, where people were starting to fall away, distracted. The wolves chase them from the flock. It's our job to lead from the back towards the Eucharist, towards the Christ. Lead them here. Lead them home. To be fed at this altar. There is no food out there greater than the food that we're about to receive here, because it's Jesus. That's the way we tend the sheep. And with this, we are to feed the sheep with our lives. We all know what's going on in the world. The world tries to feed us everything else. Society, culture, you name it, trying to take us away from this altar, away from Christ. They want us to eat, be fed by junk food that doesn't last, gives you a false feeling of being filled, but never is good enough to sustain us for very long, and surely not for eternity. This is Christ. We had the Eucharistic revival. Our rector was there last year. We should have never needed that, because we weren't tending and feeding the way we should have been as Catholics. We have to step up, answer Jesus' question with our lives, and lead with our lives others here to the Eucharist. For 1,500 years plus, there was no debate, no argument as to who the Eucharist was. Let me say that again. For over 1,500 years, there was no dispute, no argument, and no debate as who was present in the Eucharist. The transformative power of the Holy Spirit and the church brought from the halls of heaven Christ. Don't be led astray. May your life say loudly, I love you to Jesus, by seeing him, uniting with him, then living him out there. It's not about stages, lights, coffee bars in narthexes. It's about the Eucharist. And we Catholics have a responsibility with our lives to take it from this altar so it doesn't stop here, doesn't stop in the pews, it doesn't stop in the threshold in the back. It goes home to our work, our neighborhoods, our societies, and live it loud and proud that we not only believe that's him, we live it and we love him. That is the truth. That is Catholic, because that is Christ. And if we live that life, a Eucharistic life, loud, in love, on that last great day, when we stand before Christ, he won't have to ask you if you love him. You will say, Jesus, I love you. And he will say to you, Welcome, my good and faithful servant. I know.
Amen.